Hi everyone. So this is going to be another original audio presentation from me, much in the vein of the retelling of the attempt to see the world's largest rubber duck in Philadelphia and the reading of the essay I did for the St. Joe's Prep pre-8th grade summer program, which I recorded and uploaded last year. A little background on this one. Back in January of 2007, I traveled up to upstate New York to visit a very close friend of mine from college, Lindsay Collins, for a weekend. It was a very eventful weekend. I enjoyed it. On the train ride back from upstate New York to Lancaster, the train was stopped for, I'm going to say, at least a good hour. There was some sort of issue. I don't know if it was ice or snow on the tracks or on the sensors or what happened. But whatever the case, the train was stopped for quite a while. For whatever reason, I happened to have a memo pad with me and decided I would start writing down what had happened over the course of the weekend while I was visiting Linz and turn it into a travelogue of some sort. I ended up writing down everything in that memo pad and about half of a second one, which I later bought after I finally returned home. I typed it up into a manuscript of sorts, and unfortunately that typed-up manuscript has since been lost to time. There was one printed version of it in existence, which I gave to Linz when I visited her when she was living up in Connecticut, and unfortunately that one was lost after her and her husband's house was ravaged by Hurricane Sandy a few years ago. However, I still have the original memo pads. So I'm thinking what I will do will be a series of, once again, original audio presentations of me reading what I'd written down for the travelogue, which I called The Chronicles of Endicott, using my original notes. I know it probably won't be as full as the typed-up version was, because I'm sure I, embellished and edited here and there, but I will do my best to report what I've written down, and hopefully it'll be entertaining and you'll enjoy it. So, here we go with The Chronicles of Endicott. Introduction. When are you coming to visit? Believe it or not, this was a desperately hard question that I'd puzzled over for months. I was being asked this by Lindsay Collins, henceforth referred to as Linz through the remainder of this work. She's one of my closest friends from the theater program at the University of Scranton. In the summer of 2006, after graduation, she moved to Endicott, New York, in preparation for her first year of doctoral training at Bingham University. We spoke frequently on the phone, and she'd keep me updated about how she was adjusting to life in upstate New York. It killed me that I couldn't give Linz a definitive answer. I wanted to come visit her, but unfortunately I lacked two essential elements for quite a while. First, I'd been without a car since April when I'd gotten involved in an accident. It was just a single car accident, mine. I ended up driving over something sharp on the road, driving home for spring break or Easter break some point in April, and I ended up skidding onto the grassy median between the north and southbound lanes of the interstate, and the car ended up upside down. I was pretty much unscathed except for a couple scratches on my legs. But that's not essential to the story. Absence of car leads to absence of traveling opportunities. I was also unemployed at this time. No job meant no money, which is also quite essential to traveling. Things looked bleak, and I began to wonder when we'd see each other again. In August, I finally had a car again. Now that I had a means of getting around, the search for a job resumed, since I now had a way to travel from potential employer to potential employer. After Labor Day, my search finally ended when my mother brought an opening she'd heard about to my attention. The summer before my senior year of college, I worked for a short time as a cashier at Wise Markets, a Pennsylvania-based grocery store chain. The store I worked at was unique in that it had a post office in it. Well, postal substation, if you want to get technical. Basically, it took in outgoing mail. One of the women that worked in the post office had gone into labor prematurely, and they needed someone to help cover the workload. Enter me, and the rest, as the cliche goes, is history. So, now that I had a car and I was making money, the final step in the master plan, deciding when to visit, still needed to be formulated. By Thanksgiving, I'd come up with a tentative time frame, sometime after the new year. As November gave way to December, I started looking ahead on the calendar to decide the best time to travel. I eventually decided on the time span of Thursday, January 11th through Monday, January 15th. I just need to clear these days with my supervisor, and I'd be set. The week before Christmas, I got everything confirmed. I called Linz to tell her the good news. Was she excited? Is the Pope Catholic? As time passed, we remarked about how soon it would be before I'd be there. Not that we were actively counting the days or anything, we joked to one another. I decided to take the train out of Lancaster to Syracuse, the closest train station to where Linz lived. The trip would be a long one, roughly 8 hours each way, but I preferred that to the idea of driving on roads I was unfamiliar with, and a part of the country I was unfamiliar with, in the middle of winter. Besides, I'm an avid reader, so I planned to bring several books with me on this trip. So with the tickets purchased and my suitcase packed, I was ready to venture into the unknown, happy that I was going to spend time with one of my best friends and have the opportunity to actually relax for a few days after the hectic Christmas season at work. All right, let's get going. This concludes part one of the original audio presentation, a travelogue, The Chronicles of Endicott. Thank you for listening. Please keep an eye out for future installments. Questions, comments, and feedback can be sent to chrismcg1983@gmail.com. That's chrismcg1983@gmail.com. You can also consider becoming a patron over at my Patreon page, which is patreon.com/drawmyguycjm. That's patreon.com/dramaguycjm. At this point, I'd like to thank my current patrons, Rachel Delecta and Eddie Landis. Thank you for your continued support, and thank you for listening to part one of this special audio presentation.